Get back. Right. The record will reflect that Mr. Cox has returned to the witness stand at the commission's request. And commission has some additional questions for Mr. Cox, and we will start with that. Chair Mitchell.
Good afternoon again, Mr. Cox. Just a few questions for you. Just again, an effort to get clear on a couple of issues that are confused in the record. All right, so back to the purchase agreement, which is attachment G, the agreement for sale of utility system. The parties to that agreement are Central States Water Resources, Inc. and Bear Den Acres Development, Inc. Now, I have a few questions for you about the parties to that agreement. First, in your previous testimony, I thought I understood you to say that Central States Water Resources, Inc. is a management company. Is that right?
That's correct. It's the management entity inside CSWR LLC.
Okay, and explain to me what the duties of that, what's the role of that company?
You know, it's where the board sits. It's where I hold, D&O insurance, all that kind of stuff. That's it. It doesn't have any financial transactions at all. So that's why we use it. We enter a new state. We transfer contracts out of it.
Okay, so it's your business model to enter into purchase agreements through the Central States Water Resources, Inc.
That is correct. When we don't have a presence in the state previously.
Okay. And so, and then is it typical that then you assign rights under that type of contract to the entity that is a domestic corporation or a domestic entity?
That is correct.
Okay. So for example, in this case, you assigned Central States Water Resources, Inc. assigned to Redbird Utility Operating Company.
Correct.
Okay. And I see in the attachments to the application that you all have also provided articles of organization for CSWR hyphen North Carolina, comma LLC. And then a name change for that company to Redbird Utility Holding Company, LLC. But I don't see documentation regarding the Redbird Utility Operating Company entity. Is the Redbird Utility Operating Company entity, is that also a North Carolina LLC?
It is.
Okay. In good standing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Also attached to the agreement for sale is an operating agreement of CSWR hyphen North Carolina, comma LLC, which we now know is the Redbird Utility Holding Company. So help me understand the purpose of that agreement. Why does that agreement exist?
Agreement, or is that what you're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
What,
yes.
What agreement?
The operating agreement of CSWR hyphen North Carolina, comma LLC. It is attachment I to the application.
All right. So what does the operating company do? Is that what you're asking?
What's the purpose of this agreement? Why did the two CSWR entities enter into this agreement?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm not following you. You're saying agreement. So why agreement with who? I'm not a lawyer, so I think I'm losing your terminology there.
Okay. It's an attachment to the application that was filed in this docket. And it's titled the operating agreement of CSWR hyphen North Carolina LLC.
Now I understand. Thank you.
And it's between CSWR comma LLC, which is a Missouri LLC. Actually, it's I don't even believe there are multiple parties to the agreement.
It's just laying out the fact that that's the that eventual Redbird utility holding company is wholly owned by CSWR LLC.
Okay. Okay. The org chart that was filed as attachment K, we've talked about it some already, shows North Carolina CSWR comma LLC. Is that a separate entity from the entity that you all identified as CSWR hyphen North Carolina comma LLC?
No, ma'am. It's the same. That's the name that that's the entity that eventually got the name change.
Okay. So looking at this org chart, do you have the org chart in front of you?
I do not.
Mr. Higgins.
Again.
Ms. Yost. Thank you. Right. I'm just. All right, so help me here then. Are you look at attachment? Do you see a document that says attachment K at the top?
I do.
Central States Water Resource Corporate Entity Organizational Chart.
I do.
Okay, so at the top, we've got CSWR comma LLC, Missouri. That's a Missouri limited liability company, correct?
That is CSWR LLC, is that what you asked?
Yes.
And I...
Subject to check.
Subject to check, okay. Yes.
And then we see, I see a horizontal line to Central States Water Resources, comma, Inc.
Correct.
See that? And we've already talked about that entity. It's what you're referring to as the management company.
Correct.
All right. Now then going down the org chart, if you go to look to the far right, you see North Carolina CSWR, comma, LLC.
I see that.
Okay. And then going down that North Carolina arm, then you go down to Redbird UHC comma LLC, which is Redbird, as I understand it, Redbird Utility Holding Company LLC.
I see that.
And then you go down to the bottom of that arm, and you get to Redbird Utility Operating Company comma LLC.
Yes.
You've identified it on this chart as Redbird UOC comma LLC. All right. So in your materials that you filed in this docket, you all provided. I've already referenced the attachment number, but you all provided. Which one is it? Is it J? And J, articles of organization for CSWR hyphen North Carolina, and the name change to the Redbird Utility Holding Company LLC. So we have that documentation in the record. My question for you is this: is there really an entity that's North Carolina CSWR, comma, LLC? Does that entity really exist?
Ma'am, can I check? Can I get back to you on that in terms of how the holding company there is organized? If it's listed here, then I believe it does exist, but I have to go back and check that.
All right, Mr. Higgins, you got another assignment here. Please confirm whether North Carolina CSWR, comma, LLC is an existing entity in North Carolina, or at least is in good standing in North Carolina. And then similarly with a Redbird Utility Operating Company, comma, LLC, there's no evidence in the record at this time other than the testimony of Mr. Cox that it is an entity in good standing in North Carolina. I'd like to see evidence of that. Just to augment the witness's testimony.
Understood.
Okay. And so in short, I'd like for the applicant to confirm or correct the accuracy or ensure the accuracy of this org chart as pertains to the North Carolina entities. Okay. Let's see. All right, turning to the Bear Den entities, did you negotiate the agreement on behalf of the Central States organization?
I did not negotiate this agreement. We have a business development personnel who negotiate this agreement.
Okay. Were you involved with that transaction, even though you didn't negotiate it directly? Did you oversee it? Did you have knowledge of it, any information about it while it was ongoing?
I was not directly involved in negotiations at all.
Do you know Mr. Kraus?
I do not.
But before today, were you aware of the existence of this second Bear Den entity, which is the Bear Den Mountain Resort, comma, Inc.?
I believe that was in the title search. I was not brought up to the title until the last couple of days, and this came out as a commission issue.
Okay, so just confirming, you've had no interaction with Mr. Kraus?
I have not.
Okay. Can you help the commission understand why? So why is the entity that entered into the agreement to sell a different entity than actually owns the assets? How did that happen?
Well, just to be clear, that's not correct. That there's some of the assets that are owned by this development company.
Okay.
So
which of those assets?
Some of the easements and lines. So that's the not the.
But this, we don't really know about the status. Let me back up a little bit, and just for purposes of clarity of the record, the deed that has now been, has it been introduced?
Yes.
The deed that's now in the record has that paragraph that acknowledges that grantee is purchasing all of the stock of Bear Den Acres Development, Inc. So while I don't know whether that stock purchase actually occurred, it's identified in this document. So I don't know that Bear Den Acres Development, Inc. actually owns anything at this point. So that's my question. That's my comment, not a question to you.
Could I offer something?
Let me ask you a question first before you respond. Okay. I need the company to help us understand the status of Bear Den Mountain Resort, Inc. and the status of Bear Den Acres, Inc. Bear Den Acres Development, Inc. And which of those two Bear Den entities owns the assets that Central States Water Resources, Inc. seeks to acquire?
Yes, ma'am. And I believe what we will do is a whole new contract that covers all these bases with all the assets in a single document. I mean, this is standard for us in terms of how discombobulated it is with these small owners, but we do not have a problem with cleaning all that up.
I would ask that the company file as a late subject to Commissioner Brownland's approval.
I would order the same.
Okay. I'd ask that the company file as a late filed exhibit a revised agreement for the sale of utility assets or purchase of utility assets that supplants the agreement and previously entered into.
That's our plan.
Okay. It would be helpful if at the same time the company filed a revised application as well. Commissioner Brownland.
Just to be clear, the request is that you file documents that in whole substitute for these that have been filed, both the application and the agreements between the parties. And as I understood Mr. Cox, we need Bear Den Acres Development, Inc. and Bear Den Mountain Resort, Inc. As parties. Because I understood him to say he needed some interest to have everything that is required to operate in the system. He needs some interest from the Development, Inc. and he needs some interest from the Mountain Resort, Inc.
Yep.
Subject to legal research.
Yes, our plan is to make sure it's holistic and fully encompassing in a single document.
And accurate.
And in addition, If you were to determine that some aspect of that is not needed, because the commission does have questions around this ownership, we can only deal with the parties that are properly before us, and also, I mean, it has to be accurate. So if for some reason you make a determination that you have what you have is sufficient, or you can't get the other, then we would need a briefing, a legal briefing on.
We don't anticipate there being any issue in filing a new asset purchase agreement that has two sellers and covers the assets that each of them is conveying to Redbird Water Operating Company.
And also, with regard to the org chart and the entities that are implicated here from CSWR on down, all the way down to Redbird Operating, if you would just indicate the, file something that indicates the roles that each has in a relationship to this transaction, where they are either originated, authorized to do business. And they're good standing. Have we added enough homework?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Mr. Higgins, if you have any follow-up for clarification of the record, you may ask Mr. Cox otherwise.
I don't have any further questions for Mr. Cox.
All right, watch your step, Mr. Cox, and you may be excused. Is there anything else from the applicant?
No, ma'am, that's the case for the applicant.
All right, we'll hear from the public staff.
Before we call our witness, there is one housekeeping matter that I'd like to bring up. And that is to move admission of the settlement agreement and stipulation between Redbird and the public staff.
And are you convinced you have all the proper parties, Ms. Yost?
I think we could.
Yes, I think we do have the proper parties.
I think if after all of the homework is done, we determine that there needs to be an amended stipulation, then we will file the same.
So at this point, you've moved the stipulation agreement?
That's correct.
Settle stipulation. Correct. All right. Without objection, that motion is allowed. The settlement agreement and stipulation filed March 2nd, 2022. Between Redbird Utility Operating Company, LLC, and the public staff be received into evidence.
Thank you. At this time, the public staff calls D. Michael Franklin.
Place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you will give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right, Ms. Yes.
Please state your name, business address, and current position for the record.
My name is D. Michael Franklin. My business address is 430 North Salisbury Street, Raleigh. And my present position is I'm a public utilities engineer with the public staff, water, sewer, and telephone division.
On March 18th, 2022, did you prepare and cause to be filed in this docket settlement testimony consisting of 10 pages and an Appendix A?
I did.
Do you have any corrections to that testimony?
I do not.
If you were asked the same questions today, would your answers be the same?
Yes.
I request that the pre-filed settlement testimony of Mr. Franklin be copied into the record as if given orally from the stand.
Without objection, that motion is allowed.
Mr. Franklin, have you prepared a summary of your testimony?
I have.
Commissioner Brown Verland, would you like him to read that? Or I believe everybody has received a copy. We're happy to dispense with the reading.
You may read it.
Okay. The purpose of my settlement testimony filed on March 18, 2022 is to provide support for the settlement agreement and stipulation filed on March 2, 2022 by Redbird Utility Operating Company, LLC, Redbird, and the public staff, collectively the stipulating parties. Based on my investigation of the application for transfer of public utility franchise and for approval of rates filed by Redbird and Bear Dan Acres Development Incorporated. As a result of give and take negotiations to settle the contested issues, the stipulating parties stipulate and agree as follows. Redbird agrees to post a bond in the amount of $75,000 for the Bear Dan Acres service area on or before March 18, 2022. The transfer of the Bear Dan Acres system to Redbird should be approved. Redbird agrees not to pursue an acquisition adjustment related to the Bear Dan Acres system in this or any future proceeding. The stipulating parties agree that the rate base for the Bear Dan Acres system should be $3,153 plus up to $5,000 for closing costs. The actual amount of the closing cost should be determined in Redbird's next general rate case. The stipulating parties agree that Redbird may request recovery of the remaining costs associated with the transfer of the Bear Dan Acres system to Redbird up to $25,496 for engineering due diligence work in its next general rate case, provided that the resulting work results in reasonable and prudent capital investments to improve the Bear Dan Acres system. Any portion of the $25,496 associated with reasonable and prudent improvements should be included as utility plant in service in the company's next general rate case filed after the improvements become used and useful in providing service. Redbird agrees not to seek recovery of any additional costs associated with the transfer, including due diligence, transactional, and regulatory costs other than those listed in items 4 and 5 above. This completes my summary.
All right, the parties have agreed to waive cross-examination, so Mr. Franklin is available for questions from the committee.
All right. Mr. Franklin, just to start us out, have you physically visited the system?
I did. I did in July of 2021.
And you've been in a hearing room the whole time. Could you give us your description of what is there and what the two systems are like? Just give us a feel for the customers, the systems, what they serve, what makes up the system.
Okay, so the system is composed of 50 to 55 residents that are individual homes. Some are smaller in nature, and I would characterize them as seasonal. And the campground water system was separated from the residential service by order of DEQ back in 1993. So in 1993, the owners of the water system, DEQ determined that the water providing the residents was a communal water system. And as such, they had to upgrade the supply and distribution system. So Bear Dan was given two, the owners of Bear Dan of that water system were given two options, either upgrade the entire system, including the campground, or detach itself from the campground water system and upgrade just the residential. And the owners chose the latter. They chose to just disengage from the campground and instead upgrade just the residential water system. So there are now two DEQ permits, one for the campground and one for the residential portion. The CPCN only covers the residential. The Utilities Commission does not regulate, to my knowledge, the campground water system.
All right. If you can explain that to me, because I believe the CPCN initially was issued in the name of the development company and the campground as one system. So what DEQ did not change the public utility, did it, or do you know?
I believe it did, because in sub two is when they separated, they changed the name just to remove the campground. And the reason why the customer requested it be removed is for the reasons I just told you about the systems being separated, and they no longer own or operate the campground system.
Company no longer owns the campground system, but yet the campground is a part of this transaction. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think the campground is part of the transaction, no.
So in Republic staff's view, the transaction is only about the 55 customers only?
That's correct.
And is the in your opinion, the campground has been left unregulated?
That's correct, because it's a campground.
This commission does regulate has regulated campgrounds, I know.
That's my understanding. I could be incorrect, but that's my understanding reading the various submittals for this docket.
Do you know anything about how many connections there are in the campground? How many customers get served?
I do not.
Anything about their water usage?
Do not.
Okay. Now, so if this transaction is completed, which organization does the public staff understands will ultimately own the assets and the franchise of what is now Bear Den?
Redbird.
Redbird
Utility Operating Company.
All right. And so the assets and the franchise will be in the same company?
Yes.
Now, we understand from Mr. Cox's testimony that eight other states are part of the Redbird affiliate group. Are you able to, and as well as Ocean Terrace and Pine Knoll Town Systems, which were recently acquired in North Carolina, are you able to tell the commission anything regarding the affiliate group's utility operations in the other states? Did you do any research into them?
The only one that I have followed is the, I believe it's called Bluebird in the state of Kentucky. And I am subscribed to their docket system for Bluebird applications. And so I get periodically updates on the status of those various dockets.
Could you determine anything about their record of service to the customers and the operational compliance?
I have not seen any concerns with operational or regulatory compliance. Most of the complaints have been associated with an increase in rates.
Prior to the commission indicating that it had some questions for both parties regarding ownership that stemmed from the consumer statements about the restrictive covenants and the water association. Was the public staff aware of the restrictive covenants?
No.
So it's just recently come to your attention?
That's correct.
You know, in In docket number W1040 sub 2, Bear Den filed a request for a rate increase and a name change to Bear Den Campground, and the subsequent filings refer to the company as Bear Den Acres Development. I think I may know this, but I'm just asking you to get it clear on the record. Does the public staff have any records on the name changes for Bear Den?
Any records? Yes, we have the hard copy file of that sub 2 and most of the content, we believe.
All right. Just to be able to get that in the record, would the I would request that the public staff file that in the docket to augment the record in this proceeding. The information on the name change. And because of, so prior to what you heard here today about the mountain resort coming into it, were you aware of the mountain resort, Bear Den Mountain Resort's ownership or involvement?
Right. We had submitted a data request to Redbird requesting for deeds, and we saw in the deeds that there were basically two different entities, but they were both showed Mr. Mark Krause as the president, and we did not pursue that further because our thought was that it is Redbird's obligation to ensure they had all the correct easements.
The commission asked the public staff to also look further into the ownership and name change issue here, just to, again, to help us assure that should we go forward, that we have what we have, that we have the proper parties. And when I say have what we have, that we have what we need to assure that the assets in the franchise are in one entity name over whom this commission has jurisdiction at the time of any subsequent order. And the next question is about the billing. The public staff has projected the average monthly water bill post acquisition of the system, and in it's been noted that these projected average water bills were based on a 1,500 gallons of water usage in year one, in the year one projection, in the first 2 months of year two. Could you explain how the average monthly water usage of 1,500 gallons was calculated?
Yes, I received in a data request, I received usage information, and I averaged that usage information out over, I believe, 3 years, and came up with that amount.
So what was the average water usage that was used to calculate the average monthly water bill for the rest of the year two, as well as 3 through 5?
It was the same. I didn't change the average usage, as I recall.
So still no 1,500 gallons.
Right.
All right. And the Bear Den serves 55 residential customers. Is that what you've determined and you agree with?
Yes.
And does Bear Den serve other customers besides residential, other types, other classifications?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
And you don't believe Bear Den, or do you believe Bear Den currently serves the members of the campground?
I believe they do not, based on the information that's in the sub 2.
And you believe these two systems no longer have a relationship?
That's correct.
All right. And you've indicated that the 55 residences, you do consider them to be seasonal in their water usage?
That's correct.
Do any of the residents, to your knowledge, receive service year round, use the water year round?
I believe some, based on, as I recall from reviewing the usage records, there were some that did. I don't remember the amount, but it seemed like it was approximately a third. as I recall.
Chair Mitchell.
All right, Mr. Franklin, just a few questions for you. First, I'm confused about the campground situation. I think we all are, but help me understand, because the way I read the application and the way I understand the testimony provided by the applicant today, the campground would be included, or is intended to be included in this transfer. Have you had discussions with the applicant about the campground?
No, I have not.
Okay. Any reason to think, I mean, why would, I'm not asking you to speculate on behalf of the applicant, but why, help me understand what's going on here. I mean, why would the applicant think that the campground is part of this transaction?
I'm sorry, Commissioner, I can't answer that question. Again, I'm going by the information that I saw in sub two.
Okay.
And based on that information, it appeared to me that the CPCN was revised in sub two. And because of the systems were disconnected, that it only applied to the residential area and not the campground.
So are you, is it your, so help me, what was the date of the order in sub two? Do you have that on hand?
Yeah. It had a recommended order, and then that order became final on May 4th, 1996.
Okay. 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 So setting aside for the moment the issue of the campground, did you hear Mr. Cox's testimony today about the company's service track record?
Yes.
And sort of approach to resolving service requests and service complaints?
Yes.
Did the public staff investigate the company's service record in other jurisdictions in which the affiliates of the company are active?
Like I said, the one that I followed more closely was Kentucky. I did try to find some additional information in some of the other states, but Kentucky, it was just easier to obtain the information. And again, I didn't see any significant service issues. I'll put it that way.
Okay. So you have, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's fine.
Okay. So you have no basis upon which to refute the testimony today of Mr. Cox?
No.
Okay. Okay. Has the public staff been made aware of the contract operators that the company is engaged with?
We are aware that they have no North Carolina employees, that Redbird has no North Carolina employees, and that all operations will be contracted out. We are aware of that.
Does the public staff have any concerns about the fact that the company will have no North Carolina, no employees located in North Carolina?
Yes, we do.
Does the public staff have confidence in the contract operators with which the company is engaged or intends to engage?
We only know of the contract operator that was being used currently at Ocean Terrace and Pine Hill Towns 1, 2, and 3 that was in the sub 7 that was approved. And that was the current operator that had currently been used, and we had no issues with that. I'll just add that this mode of operation by Central States is not unique to North Carolina. My understanding is in all of the other states, they have a similar operation where they have no, except for possibly Missouri, they don't have any employees in the state. It's all contracted out.
Okay. And does the public staff have specific concerns with this business model?
Again, just because there are no employees that if there was a major outage or something significant, it may take longer for the company to respond. And oversight as well.
Okay. The, Mr. Franklin, have you seen the three and I think actually four customer
Yes.
statements of position that have been put on the record in this case?
Yes.
Are you aware that did the public staff receive any other inquiries or expressions of statement from customers?
No.
Other than these four?
That's the only ones we received that I'm aware of.
When you were on location, you indicated that in July, I think it's 2020, is that right, or 2021?
2021.
July 2021, when you were on location, did you speak to any customers at that time?
No, I went with the DEQ person who's assigned to that system. We did, I looked at meters, and of course, we looked at the system, but I didn't come across any residents that approached me, and quite honestly, I didn't approach any of them either.
All right. What was your impression upon visual inspection of the system, that which you could see?
I thought the system was being maintained. I didn't see any major issues of concern. I spoke with DEQ. There had not been violations of the system recently. And there are some equipment. For example, the storage tank, I believe the level meter wasn't working properly. But other than that, the only other concern that DEQ expressed is that they were having difficulty controlling pH at one time, and they had switched from soda ash to using caustic, but that requires additional equipment be installed and more continuous oversight. And they went back to soda, and that has controlled the pH since then. So they have not had the need to go to caustic, but the operator felt that at some point they would have to go to a caustic system.
Were you able to identify any information about the capacity of the, I believe there are two wells, the capacity of the two wells?
Mm-hmm. As I recall, they only need to use one at a time. They don't need to use them both. But I don't recall the specific information as far as their capacity for, but it fills the storage tank, and then the storage tank is used to distribute it to the rest of the residents.
And to your knowledge, to date, there have been no issues with capacity or availability of water supply?
No. And I also asked Consumer Services if they had received any complaints, and asked them to go back to January 1st of 2019, and they had not received any complaints.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Franklin.
Commissioner Hughes, you have any questions?
Yeah. Do you know if these two separate systems have the ability to send water back and forth?
They do not.
So they're physically disconnected?
Yes, correct.
All right, Mr. Franklin, given that you responded to questions from Chair Mitchell, that you did not see any violations, you didn't see much, any concerns on your visit, that the system appeared to be well maintained, what benefits do the 55 customers get out of this transfer transaction?
Well, the system is old, and there was galvanized pipe used for the mains, and so it's just a matter of time before those will need to be replaced. We talked briefly with Mr. Cox about the meters, and again, the meters, you know, were installed in the 93-95 timeframe, so most likely they're going to need to be replaced. So we see some capital investments that are going to be required and feel that with the assets Redbird has, they're more capable of making any of those capital investments that might be required.
Now, in your research, going back to the DEQ separation of the systems, did you see anything that indicated either the public staff or the commission followed up with regard to the campground, whether there was a gap created, whether the campground should remain under regulation? Did you come across any information?
I did not.
Michelle, so I would ask that the public staff follow up to find out whether that campground should be subject to regulation or not under the regulatory scheme of Chapter 62. And also, well, that's all I would request at this time on the public staff. Another question for you, Mr. Franklin, is whether when the system was separated, do you know from an accounting point of view whether the original investment was also separated out from the camp, from the campground?
Looking through the sub two documentation, they added plant investment for years 1993, 94, and 95. I did not see, to my recollection, I did not see anything prior to that as original plant, but I would have to check. I may be incorrect, but that's my recollection.
All right. All right. Any questions or follow up to the commission's questions? Mr. Higgins?
I don't have any questions for Mr. Franklin.
Ms. Yost?
No questions.
All right, then looks like I don't think you had any exhibits to your testimony.
Did not.
So it looks like you may be excused, Mr. Franklin. I would like to just comment that you can tell from the looks on our faces and the questions we've asked, we're a little bit perplexed, and we think this one is a little bit of a mess and there's some things to clean up here. So we would ask that you do that as soon as you can. And also, let's be sure that we are in agreement and understanding what the service area will be. Was proposed to be.
Commissioner Bland, on that point, I don't think my client has ever thought that the service area was anything other than the 55 residences that Mr. Franklin referred to. That has been, I mean, the name campground appears in the record in some of the original dockets, but that's my understanding of what the parties have contemplated.
All right.
But we will proceed with dispatch to do what you've asked of us, to provide these additional and cleanup items and a clean asset purchase agreement that addresses the issues that have been identified.
I would ask that if possible, that the parties attempt to provide the requested late filed exhibits and other additional information that we've asked you to follow up on. If we could have those answers and responses within 3 weeks from today's date, and if we cannot, that you would contact our commission staff to let them know that additional time is needed and to request such. Beyond that, I would ask that proposed orders and any briefs of any issues you find appropriate to be briefed be filed within 30 days of the availability of the transcript. Is that acceptable?
Yes, ma'am.
Any other matter that needs to be addressed before we adjourn?
No, ma'am, not for me.
Not from the public staff.
All right, I believe we've admitted everything that we needed to today in the evidence. And so with that, we'll be adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.